All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Small forward Carmelo Anthony has let the New York Knicks know that after three plus seasons with the Knicks, he is going to opt out of his deal to become a free agent on July 1st. Now, for his 11-year NBA career, Anthony has averaged 25.3 points per game along with 6.5 rebounds. Now, of this era, Carmelo Anthony is one of the best pure scorers in the NBA. Now, the downside to Anthony throughout the majority of his NBA career is the fact that he does not make the people around him better. With that said, this guy is still a tremendous talent. Like I said, he's one of the best scorers in the game. And at 30 years of age, he is going to be a highly coveted player on the free agent market this summer. And you look at the potential suitors for the services of Anthony. I'm going to start off with the New York Knicks. You have a new team president in Phil Jackson. You have a new head coach in Derek Fisher. And they want to sell Anthony on their vision. The problem is Carmelo Anthony wants to win now. Phil Jackson's vision, along with Derek Fisher's vision, does not have the Knicks winning in the next few seasons. For what Phil Jackson is going to try to do, he's going to try to talk Anthony into taking less money so they can get other superstar players within the next few years to come to Gotham and play along with him. Right now, the clock is ticking for Anthony, and he wants to win now. So I think it's a long shot with him coming back to the Knicks. You look at the Chicago Bulls, and for my money, this is the best team for Carmelo Anthony to go to if he wants to win a championship. You have Derrick Rose at point guard, who was rehabbing from two knee injuries. You also have a big man in Joakim Noah, who is going to block shots. He's also going to get rebounds, and he's one of those guys. He's not going to take the ball out of Anthony's hands. And you look at this Bulls team over the past few years and what they've been able to do getting to the postseason. They got to the second round in 2013 without Derrick Rose. They once again made the playoffs this season. They had the fourth best record in the Eastern Conference without Rose. And everything that the Bulls have, you talk about Derrick Rose, you look at Jimmy Butler, you look at Carlos Boozer, you look at Joakim Noah, all of these guys are good. They just need somebody to get them over the top, and Anthony can be that guy because he is a guy that he can take a lot of pressure off of Derrick Rose, because in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, now the Chicago Bulls would have themselves a go-to guy who's proven at doing that, and he's going to find a way to put the ball in the basket. And that's all Chicago needs. And I guarantee you, if Anthony were to go to the Bulls, this is a team that would be thinking about their 7th NBA championship in franchise history. And of course, the first since Michael Jordan finished his Bulls playing career back in 1998. You look at the Boston Celtics, and to me, they are a bit of a long shot because Anthony would have to sign there as a free agent. And the only way I see Carmelo Anthony signing with the Celtics is if the Celtics were able to acquire Kevin Love from the Minnesota Timberwolves via a trade. Now, the Celtics do have the pieces that the Timberwolves would covet. More importantly, they have the draft picks that the Timberwolves would covet. So it would have to be a situation where the Celtics would have to get the Love deal done first for Anthony to come on board to team with Love and, of course, point guard Rajon Rondo. Now, with the Celtics, is Brad Stevens the coach that can keep all of these egos in check? I don't know. So I think it's a bit of a long shot with Anthony going to Beantown. Now you look at the Houston Rockets, and there's been talks that the Rockets have been positioning themselves to have their own big three of Dwight Howard, James Harden, and Carmelo Anthony. That's all well and good, but for my money, Carmelo Anthony in Houston would not work. To me, Anthony and Harden basically are the same player. It's just the fact that Anthony is a small forward, where Harden is a shooting guard. Both of these guys need the ball a lot in their hands. Both of them are isolation players, and I really don't see how you can have two of those players on the same team if you're looking to win an NBA championship. You look at the Atlanta Hawks. This is another team that is a long shot. The Hawks are looking to sign Carmelo Anthony to team him with Jeff Teague and Al Horford. I mean, the Hawks snuck into the playoffs this season, and even if Anthony were to go to Atlanta with Al Horford, who is returning from a torn pectoral muscle, along with Jeff Teague, probably sixth or fifth seed at best you're talking about with this team in the Eastern Conference. And again, Anthony's looking for a title. I do not see the Atlanta Hawks being a factor in the Anthony sweepstakes. You look at the Los Angeles Lakers, and you would then team Carmelo Anthony with an aging Kobe Bryant, who is going to be 36 years of age. The Lakers still do not have a head coach. And, I mean, Kobe can, you know, mentor Carmelo Anthony in some ways, but it would be a different thing if you're talking about a 30-year-old Kobe Bryant as opposed to a 36-year-old Kobe Bryant who is coming off of knee and Achilles problems. So this, once again, is a long shot for Carmelo Anthony to join the Lakers. You look also look at the Miami Heat. There was rumors going around about the Heat potentially looking to have a big four now with LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade. First of all, LeBron James has already opted out of his deal, so the Heat have to take care of him first. More than likely, I do think he comes back, but I don't see a situation where Carmelo Anthony is going to go to Miami to team with Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James due to the fact that somebody has to come off the bench. And Anthony is not a bench player. And it's going to be tough to have Anthony and James on the same team like that. So then you would have four of the top five picks from that 2003 NBA draft on the same team. And I really don't think it would work out. And finally, you look at the Golden State Warriors. This, to me, is another long shot. But if the Warriors were willing to do a sign and trade with the New York Knicks, you send David Lee and Klay Thompson back, or David Lee, rather, back to the Knicks along with Klay Thompson and potentially some other reserve players to make way where you would have Carmelo Anthony and then, of course, Steph Curry at point guard. That's a situation where it could work for the Golden State Warriors and their new head coach, Steve Kerr. It would be plenty of fun and excitement in the Bay Area. But again, I think it's a long shot due to the fact that it would have to be a sign and trade. Ultimately, I believe that Carmelo Anthony will be a member of the Chicago Bulls next season. Carmelo wants a championship. He's 30 years of age, and like I've said before, you go back to that 2003 NBA draft. Every other player that was selected in the top five that season has at least one NBA championship to call their own right now. Even Darko Milicic, who was the second overall pick that year by the Detroit Pistons, can claim that. So it's a situation Anthony wants to be up in that mix. You've been on the All-Star teams with all of these guys. You've been on the Olympic teams with all of these guys. You've gotten gold medals. You got to sit back and talk with these guys. But the one thing that you're missing is that NBA championship hardware. Anthony knows how to be a champion. In his one season in college at Syracuse, he led the Orangemen to their first and only NCAA championship. Of course, he was the most outstanding player of that 2003 NCAA tournament. So he's not afraid of the big stage. Again, like I said, the clock is ticking for his prime, and I think Chi-Town and the Bulls are the best option for Mr. Anthony. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.